WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled on top. Today's topic, humility and modesty. You know, those two words that sound kind of stuffy at first, but trust me, they hold the key to unlocking some serious inner peace and confidence. Ever felt like you're constantly striving for more and more recognition, more achievements, more stuff? We live in a world obsessed with winning and showing off, right? But what if there was a different path? What if true success wasn't about being the loudest or the biggest, but about embracing a quiet strength built on humility and modesty? Listen, I get it. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparison, especially with social media constantly throwing achievements in our faces. But here is the deal. The pursuit of outward validation can leave you feeling empty and insecure. Humility is about recognizing that we're all on this journey together, learning and growing every day. It's about acknowledging our limitations without letting them define us. Modesty isn't about being shy or shrinking away from the world. It's about valuing genuine connections over superficial impressions. It's about appreciating what we have rather than always wanting more. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful oak tree, strong and rooted deep in the earth. That's humility. Its strength doesn't come from flashy branches or showy leaves, but from its deep connection to the soil beneath. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate humility and modesty in your daily life. 1. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. When you focus on what you already have, it shifts your perspective away from always wanting more. 2. Be a good listener. In our fast-paced world, we often jump to share our own thoughts without truly hearing others. Take the time to listen attentively, ask thoughtful questions, and show genuine interest in what people have to say. This builds connections and fosters humility because it puts others' needs before your own. 3. Embrace learning. Every day is a chance to learn something new, whether it's from a book, an experience, or even a simple conversation. Stay curious, ask questions, and be open to expanding your horizons. Remember, there's always more to learn, and that keeps us humble because it reminds us we don't know everything. 4. Celebrate the successes of others. Instead of feeling threatened when someone else achieves something great, genuinely celebrate their accomplishment. Share in their joy and use it as inspiration for your own journey. Remember, success isn't a zero-sum game. There's enough room for everyone to shine. 5. Practice self-reflection. Take time each day to check in with yourself, reflect on your thoughts and actions, and identify areas where you can grow. Humility is not about being perfect, it's about acknowledging our imperfections and striving to be better versions of ourselves. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a colleague who constantly brags about their achievements, always needing the spotlight. Then there's another colleague who quietly works hard, consistently delivers exceptional results, and celebrates the successes of others. Who do you think people gravitate towards? Who inspires respect and genuine admiration? That's the power of humility and modesty. It draws people in because it's authentic and genuine. So here's your takeaway. Cultivating humility and modesty is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small, consistent choices that align with these values, being grateful, listening deeply, embracing learning, celebrating others, and reflecting honestly on yourself. Remember, true confidence comes not from boasting, but from knowing your worth and accepting both your strengths and weaknesses. Embrace the journey, folks. It's a rewarding one. Keep those stoic vibes flowing. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of humility, and join me tomorrow for another Daily Virtue Dive. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.